operation. Our program really consists, we do a book of the Old Testament, or a character from the Old Testament and one from the New. So I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm just going to give it over to the children and let them do their first piece, please.
This year we learnt about some of the judges God sent the children of Israel. After Israel was delivered from Egyptian bondage and brought through the 40-year wilderness experience, the Israelites settled in Canaan, the land given to them by God. They had everything they needed to become a happy and prosperous people. The soil was rich, and they had the law of God to govern them, and they had the promised Saviour to give them eternal life. After Joshua died, however, there was a new generation of Israelites which had not seen God's mighty miracles for his people, and they began to take up the ways of the heathen Canaanites who still lived among them. Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
First command is, I shall talk the Lord God before me.
We learnt about the first judges, Othniel, Ehud, and Shamgar. Shamgar slew 600 men with only an ox goad. David demonstrated his power clearly through these men. Even the Philistines could see the mighty power of God of Israel. Teach Israel the utter foolishness of serving idols, but Israel continued to do evil in the sight of the Lord. In fact, it was only when they found themselves at their weakest, absolutely in the power of their enemies, that they felt any need of God's help.
The Bible says in 2
Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. To guide the Israelites. She was very brave, wise, and good, but because Deborah was a woman, the enemy looked on her as being weak. God was showing again his strength through her human weakness.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Because Deborah trusted in God's strength, she was able to steady the nerves of the top officer in the Israelite army and join him in leading them to victory against the Canaanites.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
Gideon. Gideon felt his weakness very much, but God taught him to trust in him for strength. God used Gideon's army of 300 to defeat 135,000 Midianites. Would you have that kind of faith?
Thank you.
the last judge we learnt about. We learnt how he slew a lion with his bare hands, lifted massive city gates off their hinges, and slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. We were taught to remember that his amazing strength came from God, and sadly when he sinned, it was taken away from him. Samson repented of his sin, and even in the darkest hour, God was listening and restored his strength to allow Samson to serve him one last time. The Bible says in Judges 16 verse 30, and Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines," and he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which slew in his life.
Violent in fight, turned to flight the aliens of armies of aliens.